It's now time to breathe easier with Ted Jenkin from Oxygen Financial.
To the best of my understanding, you're about to give Steve and everybody else who has a wife that's knocked up some really, really bad news because it's real expensive to have one of those kids, huh?
Well, they come out with these studies about every other year that shows how much does it cost to raise a child. And I know that Steve's going to have a baby on the way here. So
what about people like Bailey that are got 11 and 15-year-olds? He's paying.
Well, right? He's halfway there now. Some of the costs are gone already.
Yep. That sucks. Can we guess?
Yeah.
Because there's a number, right?
This is without college, by the way. So let's leave college out of it for a second, and then we'll add that back in.
All right.
This is strictly without college, and tell me what you think the total amount is.
Brandy, what do you think it is for a kid? Up until 18, until they go off to college.
$500,000.
$500,000. Please don't eat on the air. Nate?
$250,000.
$250,000. I'm going to say it's $109. I'm going to say $1. I'm going to say it's $183,000. I don't think it's that much. I think it's like 180,000.
Yeah, I'm with Bailey. I'm going to say a hair over. I'm going to say no more than 200, maybe 200 flat.
So the average across the United States of America is $233,610.
Yeah, and think about that, though. I mean, do the math. 18 into 230, that's what, about 11, 12
I'm
a year?
I'm dividing. 18 goes in 23 once.
I just get it in my head. It's
okay. 19, 20, 22, 23, that's 5 on long division. Then 18 will go into 53 two times. So yeah, about 12,000 a year.
I think I just said that.
Did you?
Using an abacus.
Thank you. It took me a second, but I've got it on long division.
So it's about 12,000. So yeah. Here would be the question would be that what does the average American make that comes into Oxygen Financial? I'm not talking about some of your higher paid clients.
Most of the people in the area here will be in that $80,000 to $90,000 range. And that's a family.
That's pretty good. So you have to now take out $12,000 of that money, right?
It's massive.
Yeah, and how would you do that?
Well, the biggest expense that a lot of people have is actually their home, and I know Steve's thinking about this now, but one of the huge mistakes is that people overhome themselves. You know, they get too big a home when they have two incomes, and then they have a baby and they go down to one income, or they spend a lot of money on the house thinking that their income's never going to contract.
One or the other, kid.
Yeah, what if you don't want to overhome, and what if you're in it by yourself? In other words, I'm one income.
Pretty much what he's saying. What if your wife doesn't work?
Well, what if your wife is deciding to be a mother?
This is the thing. You don't want to spend more than about 25% of your net paycheck on that mortgage. Not more than that, because what's going to happen is that this says it's about $12,000 to $13,000 a year. But what's going to happen is you're going to have other expenses in the more affluent areas. Like if you live in Johns Creek or Alpharetta or Milton, this number is actually higher. Because, you know, people out there have, their kids have tennis coaches and things like that.
I'm so buying a house in Clayton County.
That's a really good statistic. So if you're about to tell me if I'm off here, if you're about to have a kid, you don't want to spend more than 25% on your mortgage or your rent?
Right? $25,000 net on your home.
No, 25%, Jason. 25%. Right. So if you made 10 grand,
sorry.
10 grand a month, right. You don't want to be more than $2,500.
$2,500. Now, that's just with child, right?
Yeah.
Right, just with child. Interesting. That's a pretty interesting statistic.
All right, so...
And that's a good way to look at it. I think that dumbs it down. I mean, I know it dumbs it down for somebody like me. That's pretty good.
And that's what you want, a simple number. 25% of my net goes towards the home a year.
Because remember, guys, this number I just gave you, it's without college. So when people have a new baby, they're knowing that their kids may go to college one day, but they're not thinking, well, how much do I have to save now for the cost of a college, right? Depends whether your kid goes in-state or out-of-state. You may not know that today, but even if they go in-state, I'll give you guys a statistic, you still have to save a couple hundred bucks a month now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, college. They have those programs that you round everything up. You know what I mean? Like some banks.
Yeah, like U-Promise and things like that.
Yeah, so if something costs $8.40, that extra 60 cents to round it up to $9 will go into an account. And over 18 years, that obviously adds up.
Sure.
You know.
And everybody wants to know their student has a shot at a scholarship.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't save any money, Steve, and just hope that your kid is a really good football player.
I am hoping he's quite the athlete, but I've got him listening to classical music. I slapped some headphones on Amanda's belly over the weekend, so hopefully he'll be intelligent.
Steve, 100% of the people, when they have a new baby, everyone says, I'm going to be real tough on my kid. I'm not going to pay for college. I'm going to make sure that they work hard and they do everything on their own. And then let me tell you, as they get closer and
never
closer,
happens.
It never happens.
It happened with my parents. What about yours?
No,
baby?
Not that doesn't happen today.
Yeah, my parents were like, "Yeah, if you want to go, go."
Yeah, I wasn't in that spot, but no, it. Everybody I know, same thing. Doesn't happen. They're just saying. What do you tell people that are having a kid, and they're trying to do everything right, taking your advice, and they're saving the money,
regardless of how much money you make?
But they get to a point, let's say 7, 8, 9 years of age, and they sit down with you and they do the math, and they're way behind. Can you catch up?
For college, you mean?
I can't support my kid anymore. He's 8 years old. Should I drop him off at a fire station? I mean, what do you do? I mean, like,
local shelter, you know.
I mean, there's got to be people that get to that point. They're like, you know, what do I do? Whether it's for college or there's like, I'm hurting right now.
Dude, you don't drop your kid off at a fire station. You tell them to walk because they'll get your tag number.
No, it's a great question because, Jason, what a lot of people have to figure out is this really a budget issue? Right? Are my expenses more than my income things that I can cut? Do we dine out too much? Are our vacations too expensive? Because people don't often look at their budget. Or is this really a lifestyle issue? Like everything we have, our home, we've got to downsize. So you really have to analyze at that point, do we have a lot of fat in our budget that we can cut out and then start saving that money or making that up so we can actually just live? Or truly, do we have too big a lifestyle right now? We have a $500,000 house, and we need to go to a $300,000 house. My kids go to private school, but they need to go to public school. Those are decisions that you have to make.
Please tell me, because I know you advise Steve.
Oxygen Financial, baby.
Please tell
my world.
Please tell me what you told him he's going to have to stop doing and downsize. Tell me what you've told him he's got to change.
You just one thing.
Well, I think for him, he's going to have to dine out less.
Hmm. Well, you don't go out that much anymore, do you?
No, we go out occasionally, but
that's it?
That's all?
Well, he doesn't spend a lot of money on clothes, do you?
Wow, any points at you?
You see what I'm wearing? I'm wearing Psycho Bunny. This ain't cheap. You want to see the jeans? Bought them in New York.
But I will say, one tip.
But I am wearing Toms.
In the first baby here, I always tell people buy gender-neutral clothes, because if you're going to have a second or third child.
In case they're transgender, yeah.
Yeah, that could be
too. Come on. You know. Little Southside will know what he's up to. He'll know.
All earthy tones.
You know,
just buy a bunch of Lilith Fair t-shirts.
If my kid it likes boys, fine, we'll deal with it. If he likes girls, fine, we'll deal with it. But if my kid doesn't know he's a boy, I'm going to have a long talk with him. I'm like, you were such a dude.
So buying stuff, well, gender neutral, why? Just in case they have another kid?
Yeah, absolutely. Because a lot of people, when they have their first child, they spend a ton of money on clothes. Your kids grow so fast, a month or two into it, they're out of clothes that you hardly even use. Because everyone wants a nice little overalls or these cute little outfits. And
sailor
then,
outfits.
Yeah.
And that's little
what I'm
bow
saying.
Tie
Before
outfits.
You know it, you've blown out of them.
Yeah.
I will tell you, one big thing people have to watch out for here is health insurance. People forget about that. This cost in here, one of the big costs that you'll add is your health insurance. You got to make sure you look at your coverage at work, because when you add a child, some employers don't pay for any of the costs for your kid. And that
really?
Can add, yeah, that can add a big number to your
is
bottom
ours?
Line.
I think ours does.
I won't speak on Cumulus's health insurance plan.
They barely pay for mine.
Yeah.
I doubt they're going to pay for your kid.
Well, they're going to help with the pregnancy.
It ain't much.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Your deductible can run a third world country.
I know.
Like, you could drop off 500 pounds of Quino to knock in the mosquito net for what your deductible is probably with our insurance.
Here at Cumulus, once you spend $5,000, we will actually cover 30% of your bills.
All right, Ted, how can people find you, please?
Listen, the best tip I couldn't give on the air today is there's two tricks you need to do if you want to get more financial aid, even when your kid is a newborn. If you start early, there are ways to hide money from the government. Go to oxygenfinancial.net. We'll give you the free guide of the two tips you need to do right now so you can qualify for more financial aid down the road. Go to oxygenfinancial.net.